safe if you don't know what the problem is.
Trial and error.
But what if he... I mean, I don't even know who this guy is, but what if he's letting you think this place is safe so you settle in and reveal everything, and then he's well equipped to counter?
They look thoughtfully
Tiff,
and worried as you say
it?
That and say,
Tiff?
If that's true, they'll know what's coming tonight.
Yes, Anya?
Why does that matter? Where's Argos?
That should be our priority. That's a good point.
Whoever this is, you need to tell us what we're up against, and we need to find our friend now.
You're up against the goddamn Arkhide.
Anya firmly grasps them by the shoulder, leans in, and, smile gone, eyes locked, says, "And who the fuck is that?"
And we smash cut to Archibald taking a huge bite with a satisfied look on his face as he chews slowly, savoring it.
I think at this point, Argos has stopped eating. He's kind of, his appetite has been soured now that he's kind of, like, this guy knows, to himself, he's thinking, this guy knows a lot more about me than I know about him, and I need to be careful about what I say. So he leans back in his chair and he looks at him and he says, "How long have you been watching me?"
Oh, since you got my first note.
Today.
Yeah. What, were you here before? I didn't see you.
He ignores the question and keeps going. What prompted you to start watching me?
I saw you, and I mean, the person following you. You must be quite important.
I arrived and you started watching me. There's nothing else. Is it because of the person that's following me? The people?
Well, I just like to know what's going on in this town.
So you see a lot of the city regularly.
Yeah. You know, I like to take some walks.
He's someone that would be pretty noticeable. Would he be noticeable out in town, or are there lots of people that look like him? Aside from the hair, you know, like, could he
the way
in?
He's dressed, I think, would be the thing that really, like, he's dressed in a way that is not of this city, but also in a way that's sort of a fusion. Like, you've seen outfits like this that are similar to what the old Arkhides wore, but it's like a more casual version. It's like, what if your CEO showed up in like really rich sweatshirt and jeans? But like, not that. It's like,
like when tech CEOs dress like crap.
What if the Pope was wearing a hoodie, but it was still the Pope's outfit?
But it was still the Pope's outfit.
But is he wearing Crocs?
I'm imagining, like, you know, like a Prada hoodie, you know, like it's expensive, but it's still a hoodie, you know?
it's like, it's bedazzled. Mm-hmm. It's like nicely fit. It has a little bit of dressing, but it's like, it looks like another piece of garment that someone else could have. It's not like, it looks like you could buy it, but there's no way you could actually get anything. And by buy it, I mean, I guess buy it, because this is, we're talking about the Empire. The Fallen Empire.
The Fallen Empire. Okay.
Yep. Yeah, just to be clear, it's the symbolism is reminiscent but not exact of the fallen, of the synergy.
And how that staff earlier said he was a little more old school.
Yeah.
Comparatively to what
less traditional.
Less traditional, thank you.
Yeah. Not one for traditions.
Not one for traditions.
Maybe two or three traditions.
What do you find, I guess I'll ask him again, like, what do you find most interesting about, like, why do you want to have dinner with me? Do you have dinner with many people? Do you pull anyone off the street and just ask them questions?
There aren't a lot of people who come to this city, or come to this town anymore.
And why is that?
We're a little out of the way. It was a good spot for the precincts, but not the best in terms of resources. But they were working on something bigger, and so this town definitely had a purpose. Do you want to take a guess?
No, I don't.
Oh, come on. I don't know. He's smiling. He's just like shit eating yeah. grin looking yeah. at you, like playing a game.
Yeah. Ugh.
It's like your best buddy who's looking at you so intent on listening, just smiling at you.
Yeah. I guess Argus would go, okay, it's something out of the way. It's something secret, something,
mm-hmm.
a place to do things where they can't be noticed, that are a little less
somewhat
above board.
You see, the positioning of it was one of the most important things.
The positioning?
Yes.
Geographically?
It wasn't exactly. You understand?
No, I don't.
Why are you here?
Against my better judgment, Archibald, I thought you might be someone different who may understand things that are not
apparent to
everybody.
Oh, yeah, you want to know about this city? I can tell you. Or you want to know about this town? I'll tell you.
Why? I don't want to know about this town. I want to know about you. You can't just rearrange the chairs in a room.
Why not?
And just leave it. Ooh. Argus is going to stand up. I think he's getting angry.
I'm
Can't
sorry,
you see
if
the
I've
disadvantage
offended
you. I'm at here? Yes, you have. I'm not safe here. I can feel that. And if you're not going to be forthright with me, I'm going to leave.
I've only told you the truth. Argus, if I've offended you, please tell me what I can do.
Tell me how you do this.
I haven't really told anyone. You understand if I did this, this would be placing a lot of trust in an outsider. What if you're here to cause trouble? I don't know why you're here. I wanted to get to know you. I wanted to give you a chance. I think everyone deserves a chance.
Okay. He'll wind down for a second and sit back down. And he's gonna kind of look inward for a moment. And I think he wants to do a trick of his own somehow.
Mm,
and maybe we can do this through the rewind return mechanic or something.
Ooh, uh-huh.
I pretty much want to, in the same way he's been watching me, I somehow want to somehow see him or know something he's about to do. Something very innocuous, like, oh, the waiter's going to come in and ask you if you need more wine or more of your fresh pressed citrusy juice or something. Like, I pretty much want to do a trick, but nothing that has too much.
You want to look for a tell? Is this what you're trying to?
I think in the same way he showed me a trick and didn't explain it to me. Like, he's like, look, I arranged all the things. I think I want to do something similar.
Okay.
To be like, all right, you're not the only person that can do tricks and not explain
them. Mm-hmm. Okay, what do you do? Just tell me. Like, just name it and it will probably happen, you know?
Yeah. I think Argus says, like, in a couple minutes, you'll hear two cats fighting in the alleyway or something.
Yeah, that's a... I don't even know if that's a flashback. If one stress flashback, we gloss over those. And he looks at you and he starts laughing. Like, oh, now you have my attention.
A couple beats pass and then this like yowling sound can be heard through a window or something.
Beats as in like minutes or like, is it sooner than minutes?
Like, Argus will just stare at him and then like 15 seconds pass by and then like crash bang, like, you know when cats make that terrible yelling sound.
He narrows his eyes at you. Who are you, Argus?
I'm simply a out-of-towner looking to pick up supplies.
No. No, you're not simply an out-of-towner.
I'm a protector.
How did you know that was going to happen?
Because I need to know when these things happen.
That's not an answer.
How were you able to move those chairs?
A couple things happen. One, you don't even see it, but he's standing. Are you still standing up?
No, sat back down, arms crossed.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He's sitting across from you, and as he's saying this, he's just moving A, all of the chairs are back. And now he's just, as he's saying these things, he's just saying one word and going into each chair until he's on the other side of you. And he says, if I tell you this, then you would be the only person to know. And when he says no, he's sort of leaning like into you from the other side. Do you promise not to tell?
Argus turns and looks at him very seriously and says, I promise.
Give me a... I think this is empathize.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
I am trying to be truthful. Yep. Feel the emotions as if they're your own. Listen to someone's story. I think this is empathize.
Because he knows what it's like to hold a secret.
Uh-huh.
And I think in that moment he is trying to truthfully say, like, I can hold on to something like this. And I know what mm-hmm. it feels like. Okay. Mm-hmm. What kind of role is this, position-wise?
Controlled standard. Actually, I think it's controlled great, just by the nature of it.
Sure. Okay, empathize. Controlled. Great. I'm gonna take... Oh, is it too stressed?
Maybe the best position you can have in this game is controlled. Great. Yeah.
Is it too stressed to...
To push? Yep, you can push. Do you want... Do you want a devil, or not devil's bargain, a poisoned promise? You can't have both.
Can't have both pushing and a poisoned promise.
Yes.
No, I'm just going to push myself and take two stress.
Okay.
It's 2D. And I can clear stress later if I needed to, right? Like, it doesn't have to happen right now. Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay. Bonus dice is one. Please. Six
nice.
And four.
Hell yeah. That's a six.
Yeah.
That's a full success. That's a full success on a great effect. All right.
Man, I empathize with him so hard. I'm looking so deeply in his eyes.
You look at him and say yes. And he pulls something out. It looks like a little stopwatch and it's sort of dangling in his hand. And he says, back when the synergic precincts were in power, they were researching something just before they fell. They were looking into time control. They thought that if they could get the control of time, they would be able to live forever. Ironic, isn't it? That they would only a few decades later fall. And leave it in our hands. Well, not a lot of people knew about that, but me and an old colleague of mine, when we took one of the towns from them during the revolution, came across these plans, came across this technology. He wanted to destroy it. I did not. I thought we could use it to help people. You see, the thing about the synergic precincts isn't what they were doing that was wrong. It was how they were doing it. We can reform and make it better. It's the synergic defense for a reason. I'm going to make this world better. I'm going to use this, and we're going to make a better world for everyone.
A better world for everyone. His posture relaxes for a second. He looks out the window and listens to the bustle of the city. Because to him, this is a city. It's very busy.
It's a city. It's 100%. It's one of the biggest cities of the continent.
And the biggest city he's ever seen.
Oh, yeah, probably.
And probably the most people he's seen in one place.
Mm-hmm.
And he thinks, you know, this person knows, has a scope of mind that is beyond his current conception of care or plan of control.
Mm-hmm. I think I want to give you even one more thing.
Sure.
On a great effect.
Yeah.
I think he says, do you want to try it with me? And he holds his hand out to you, palm up.
Oh,
I've never done this. I don't know if it will work, but I would like to try.
Oh, he's got to do it. Yeah. Yeah, he takes his hand. He's got to do it. Yep. Mm-hmm.
You take his hand. And now here's the interesting thing, because of who you are. And I think if this was anyone else, I don't know what it would be like. But for you, you almost see this energy, this energy that you recognize coming from what looks like a pocket watch going into his wrist and up him. This is like in slow motion, but it's happening so quickly. But for you, it's in slow motion because you're playing the exact moment over and over in your head in a way where time is moving in a way like this is weird already. Time is stopping, but everything about this is stopping as well for you. However,
yeah.
You realize that it actually wasn't slow motion for you, but nothing changes. And he just says, it worked. Amazing. Let's go take a look. I think he stands up and he goes to leave the room.
Yeah, he'll follow.
You follow. In the hallway, there are people. They are not moving. They're mid-stride. Yep. And he goes towards the front door. And he's like, are you coming?
Yeah, he'll come. He'll go.
He says, let me show you who was after you. And he is just taking these twists. Like, not twists and turns so much. He's walking like he has all the time in the world. He is leisurely walking. He is, like, taking his time. Are you staying close to him?
I think he tries to, but I think Argus is so distracted by everything around him, looking at all these people frozen in different actions, yeah. Looking at different things, interacting with each other.
You see water mid-pour.
Exactly, like things being spilled that are frozen in the air. And like
birds overhead, they're just not moving, but they're not falling.
I'm imagining
clouds
like at some
in the
point,
sky that are still.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely a bird in mid-flight. Still. Yeah, I think at one point he passes like a market and there's like a person pouring rice into a bag or something.
Yeah,
he can't help but reach out and grab one of the grains.
Ooh, now here's the interesting thing. You can touch it. It takes a lot of effort to grab it.
Just
a single grain
of rice.
And now here's the thing, is he was opening doors.
Yeah.
But you think back and you think about how the doors were set up and you realize that he was almost pressing his palm against them for some time, just like some time as in a second, a beat or two before pushing them, as if he was like almost bringing them into this where he's like, you know, clearly he's been testing this out with objects. He's never done this with a person.
Right.
So you try and grab the grain of rice and it's like you're pulling and maybe you can pull it a foot or two, but it's like you're pulling just not even a bowling ball, like a sledgehammer, right? Uh-huh. You're trying to move a sledgehammer. It's a single grain of rice.
Yeah. He
and as
pulls
you do
it
that,
maybe
you
an
will
inch.
See,
and like,
yeah. There's
and
like
just
now there's
it.
This
yeah.
like doubling of the rice. It's like flickering in a weird way that's like it's in two places in time at once.
Yes.
Where it shouldn't be. It's not,
and that feels
in
familiar
whatever this
to
reality
him.
Is
yeah
oh yeah uh-huh.
The flickering. He stands and stares at it and then looks around, tries to find where Archibald is and follow him again.
Yeah, Archibald says, keep up, wouldn't want you to get lost. Don't know what happens to anyone if they get stuck in here.
He'll say under his breath, I've been stuck in a lot of places weirder than this, and keep moving.
Yeah, he keeps going. You go into this building. You go up a few flights of stairs. There's people. He's just moving around them. Easy to dodge through them. Not touching them. Not necessarily trying not to touch them. You are discerning that he has some sort of control. It's not like if he accidentally touches something.
Yeah.
He has some sort of control over this. You see that he touches a door, he opens it, and the door, like, now that you know this, you're observing the door, and the door is creaking a little bit as you walk through it. Mm-hmm. You realize he hasn't shut the door again, but it's just, like, moving imperceptibly, like if you open a door normally, and then you just leave it there.
Yeah.
And in an empty-ish room with, like, it seems like the room is being redone for whatever reason. Things are covered in plastic. There's a telescope looking out a window, as well as a travel bag and a hoverboard. And you see Ryan Holt set up, perched, looking out the window.
No! He's frozen?
Yep. He's frozen.
Shit! This is who's been following me?
Yep. Do you say that to him?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Do you know who he is? Is?
Oh, yeah. You don't want to deal with him. Oh.
Tell me about him.
His name is Reinhold Vine. I told you about that person who wanted to destroy this stuff. Points at Reinhold.
Uh-huh.
He doesn't want people to have this.
So, did you part ways after your little disagreement?
You could say that. He decided that the revolution wasn't good enough for him.
But it was for you.
I'm here, aren't I?
Yeah. Do you really think this can do good? Because all I see is that it's benefiting you and you alone.
Well, things that benefit good people can create good. If something benefited you, would it be bad? Would it be good?
It wouldn't be anything at all. It would just...
Oh, don't say that. He, like, puts his arm around your neck, like your buddy's, slips the thing. Like, he's had the thing in his pocket for a while, but he's just, like, hand on the thing, other arm around your neck. He just says, so, what can you do?
Yeah, he showed me his. I gotta show mine, eh? Gosh. Well, you had a taste of it earlier. Sometimes I have a feeling for things that could happen. I'm really good at planning ahead.
You can see the future.
No, not exactly.
How does it work?
And he's trying to conceal. He's trying to be a little more, like...
Uh-huh.
Sometimes there are points, there are opportunities where I feel like I can change something. Inflection points where I feel like something... I feel something is going to happen and I feel the power to do something about it right now.
Fascinating.
If you think about it right now, are we not in so many places at once?
Oh, we're everywhere.
Exactly. You Let's know head what back it feels to like dinner. To be in more places at once. Okay.
Normally, I like to take a walk through the whole city, just, you know, take a look at what everyone's doing. So you can imagine my surprise when I saw outsiders, one of them being followed by an old colleague of mine.
Mm-hmm. Do you
You'd
spend
want
a
to
lot
know
of
too,
time?
Wouldn't you?
You spend a lot of time here.
Well, I suppose in a way, yes and no. No time at all, really. If you know what I mean.
Yes, I do know what you mean.
Fantastic. Pats you on the back twice, turns around, leaves the room. Let's go back to dinner. I'm hungry.
God, I hate this guy. Let's go.
What do you do? Reinhold's just there.
Oh, Reinhold's just there. Does he? So he's got like spying equipment. Like he's looking out the window.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Binoculars, whatever. He's got his little hoverboard thing. No, I don't do anything. I don't do anything. I just leave. All
right. You leave. Let's cut back to the others.
All right.
So, Anya has asked, who is this person? I think they say this man named Archibald believes he's the god of this city. He's decided he's going to take over everything and do things his way, and anyone who steps in his way isn't worth living in this city. So
he kills them? is killed that what them, you're implying?
Locked them up. Well, he never killed anyone. He likes to remind everybody. But, well, we're going to see if he can outrun a bomb.
That seems very destructive.
Yes, well, sometimes physical destruction is less than environmental and sociological.
How many people are going to die from the bomb?
If we've done our job right, no more than 10.
And how do you know that he'll get caught up in it?
We've been spending a lot of time making sure that we got the right time at the right place. If we got it wrong, then you have to take a chance, don't you?
Tiffany looks incredibly out of her depth.
Yeah, you're so excited 5 seconds ago, and now you're like, oh.
Oh my god, my new friends want to show me their spaceship. A bomb is going off.
I think huh? Bellamy is just like, why don't you go with Gish and look at that spaceship? It seems like it's more your speed. I think you'll be safe there. And Lloyd says, yes, the ship is resistant to storms.
Wait, if there's a really destructive storm coming, shouldn't I go and let my people know outside of town that they
you
need to get away?
You have people outside of town? There are more of you?
Well, yeah, there's a whole... Yes, we're a... I mean, not... like. We're a nomadic people.
They face
it's what
bomb.
We do. We travel.
God damn it.
What?
How many? Like 20? 30? It's like tens
what is
of
the number
thousands.
Actually, I would know
yeah,
exactly.
It's like it's something like we said.
About 34,000.
What?
About 34,000.
You see Lloyd and
we're
Gish
one of the largest.
Look at each other worried.
Why do you think my list was so big?
I don't know. Sometimes people need a lot of things. Holy shit. What?
Wait, if you set off a bomb, won't we get blamed?
I don't know. Why are you here? I didn't control you coming here. This is on you. I don't control your actions. I don't know why I brought you here. This was a mistake. You see that Bellamy is sort of having a panic attack, and Lloyd and Gish are going off into a corner and talking about something.
Okay. We also had no idea what you were doing, and we couldn't control your actions.
I'm sorry I tried to help. I'll never help again.
Well, no, that's not...
Obviously,
that's
Look, I'm a little worried because the storm seems bigger according to these two, and normally the city is set up to handle the storms, but for some reason... they don't think it's good enough.
Have they proposed a solution?
Yes.
What is it?
They wanted to take the ship here. They said it was some sort of conduit. You see Lloyd, you see Gish look up and says, yes, the polarity of the ship is able to conduct the storm in a way that it acts like a lightning rod. So if we were to, and Bellamy just says, yeah, it helps the city, whatever. Look, they were going to take it here. Gish says, well, we could take it to your people instead, but it would mean leaving the city. Bellamy is just like, what?
Could we, for just the night of the storm, get our people in? Well, we're far enough away. That wouldn't work. No. Well, if you can conduct the storm, why don't you go far enough away that it won't affect either? If you can draw it to you.
It's quite large. Like I said, it's coming from every direction. It's almost like it's being drawn here for some reason.
Oh, and so you can essentially, direct the eye?
Well, we can sort of cast a net, so to say. Unfortunately, we can't cover every place, but we thought we could help a city that was in the middle of nowhere.
I've got 30,000 people out in the wild.
You should probably bring them here. Bellamy says, what? No!
Tiffany?
How fast does your ship go?
Well, I think it'd be Lloyd who answers this one. Well, it's can go to escape velocity on planet, but that's only in certain angles. Once you're in space, it goes, and Bellamy says,
how quickly can we get to my people with your ship? Would it be faster than our bike?
How fast can your bikes go?
I don't know, like 60 kilometers.
I imagine like 100, 200. Kilometers.
Jeez.
Wait, what?
So really,
if you're in the middle of nowhere and you can just like rip it on a hover bike, I imagine quite fast if you're not driving in a populated space.
I don't know how these work.
Think about how those like electric scooters can go. Electric scooters can go like 80 kilometers. It's insane.
Yeah, I have an electric bike. Motorbike. It is speed limited to 80K.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
But we don't know what the efficiency of hovering is.
Yeah, I don't know.
We don't know what sort of bleed there would be for that.
Well, you know, you can go 100, 200. You can go quite fast.
Caps
is what
out,
I'm saying.
Best case, maybe 200K.
I think Lloyd says, well, okay, yeah, we could get there. It'd be kind of a weird landing, but if we. Or they just go quiet for a moment and are like thinking, seemingly like sort of like rubbing their chin in thought, thinking over like the logistics. You see them sort of use their finger in the air as if they're like writing an equation out, and they just like are mumbling to themselves. Meanwhile, Gish is it Gish or is it Bellamy who's really doing something right now? I think it's Bellamy. I think Bellamy looks at Ida and says, is your friend okay? And you see Ida has just like hunched over, face just blank, staring at the ground.
Ida, we need to move fast. We need to warn everyone about the storm.
But
I need your help with that. If we can get on the ship to get there quickly, we can probably use the instruments to check the data on our way, so that should bolster our case, and then we'll need to talk to as many people as we can. If we present a united front, you and I have training in this, so hopefully people can believe us, especially if we have... Maybe we'll save the alien talk for later.
If what they said is true, doesn't that mean all these people are going to die?
If we can get our people in here, and then we can protect the city, everyone can survive, right? Right?
How are we going to move everybody here in time?
Well, that is a good question. Aliens, do you have any good tech that'll do that?
Gish gives you a look that's like eyebrows raised, like, sorry, what? Lloyd just looks amused by this.
Let's move. Sorry, 30, you said 3,400 before and now we're at 30,000. What's the number? I need it.
I think it was 34,000.
Oh, 34,000, thank you.
I said 34,000.
That's still a lot. I didn't know we were that many people.
It's a lot of people. It's a huge number of people.
Staggeringly large number.
It's a large group of people, yeah.
I was assuming that we were like a couple thousand.
Yeah.
We're a bit more than that, apparently.
I imagine it breaks off, you know, like numbers go off and then they go dramatically down at one point. You're probably at like a larger size at the moment. But yeah, you take up a sizable amount of space and the caravan's quite long. I think they just look at each other and shake their head. 34,000 is a lot of people. Neither of them say that. I think you're just realizing this.
Then why would you say we need to get our people here if you didn't have a way to do that?
Enough. Tiffany? You're going with those two? No. You're going with those two. You're bringing our people here as fast as they can move. The more time you spend trying to figure out specifics, the less time we have to warn people what's happening. If we can't save everyone, maybe we can save some. And you know what? Anya grabs Bellamy by the collar.
Is there a large cave close to where we were?
Hmm.
Can you do that? Can you do seismic measures?
I think you see Gish thinking it over, and I'm going to roll for this. Can they? Let's see. I think they say, yeah, but we're going to need to be closer.
Yeah, we need to get in your ship right now.
All right.
And
so,
then I guess if we can find somewhere that we can put our people, we can get back here and you can put your net over the city. We need to move.
So who's going where? So Gish and Tiffany and Ida are going towards the ship.
Mm-hmm.
Where is Anya going?
Anya grabs Bellamy by the collar and slams them against the wall and says, and
everybody,
you're going to tell
you.
Me where...
Everybody in the room looks at you as you do physical violence against someone.
And we're going to have a conversation. So all of you better get going now.
Ida looks terrified and leaves. Goes to leave. Gish looks worried, hesitates, and Lloyd puts shoulder on, puts a hand on their shoulder and gives them a nod, and they leave.
Go, Tiffany. Go.
Oh, yeah. Tiffany is following towards the ship. There is no time to waste.
Lloyd comes over to you, Anya, and also is going to slowly try and put a hand on your shoulder and says, hey, it's okay.
You've told me a big storm is coming and my people might die. And you've told me that you set up a bomb that's going to kill people.
We're just here to help.
Well, then go help.
I have a crew member I need to go help.
Fine. Anya lets go of Bellamy's collar and turns and stares at Lloyd. Then let's go.
You're willing to help.
I think Anya grabs Lloyd by the wrist and leads them in the direction that the other one went. Is just saying, like, we're done talking. We are going right now.
Okay. You start to drag them out, and Bellamy is just left standing there watching you leave, and you get outside, and Lloyd is with you. And I think this has been some time, so I think this is like when the half past do happens, and I'm gonna say that, like, We're gonna say some things lined up, and we're now sort of lined up again in terms of time, assuming that the others made it back to dinner and time has kept moving within, you know, a few minutes and whatnot. Lloyd looks at you, points at the giant building, and says, we have to go there.
Why?
That's where they're being held.
Fine. But you and I are gonna do that. Well, Tiffany and the others warn our people. Deal?
You have my eternal thanks for helping when you did not need to.
Yeah, we'll see.
All right. You two, just to be clear, y'all are heading towards the building that Argus and the Arkite are in.
Yep.
Up. Oh, okay, you know what you're doing.
I figured.
All right. Can you give me a conceal roll?
Anya has no idea of it. Anya doesn't know anything about it.
You didn't ask any questions.
No. So I don't know if conceal is appropriate, because unless, like, Anya's told to be careful about it, she doesn't know any of the circumstances around this. As long as Tiffany and the others are on their way already, Anya doesn't really give a shit. She'll do whatever.
I think Lloyd would... Lloyd's the captain, and so is very, like, plan-oriented. You are making your way there, and I think Lloyd's just, like, saying to you without looking at you in sort of this, like, quiet voice of, like, all right, we just need to get in the front door and figure out where they're keeping Fren. Once we do that, we get them, and we get out, and we meet up with the others. Hopefully, they're back by then.
Fine.
You probably don't want to be seen, unless you're fine. Really good at lying.
I'm really good at doing whatever I have to take care of the people I care about. And right now, you're helping me do that. So whatever your plan is, fine. I'll do it.
How are you, like, I think you're being given a little bit of the reins in terms of, like, you're saying whatever needs to get done. I think Lloyd proposes a few options. It's like stealth, like subterfuge, charm is kind of subterfuge, or, like, I don't know, just blasting your way in is also another option. I don't think Lloyd seems quite happy with that option, but does say it is always an option.
Anya is going to try and think. Anya says, I'll go in, I'll see what information I can get, and what's the plan from there?
We get in, we get Fren, we get out.
Okay. Well?
They probably say it in more detail. So they give you a +1 when you have a plan in motion to your roll. I'm basically asking, what is the style? What are you rolling? And then you get a +1 because you've made a plan.
Yeah, as Anya reaches the front, they stretch and put on the smile and say, all right, well, the best way to find someone is to ask for directions, huh?
Okay, so we're doing subterfuge. I would say, well, here's the thing. You're not actually hiding your true emotions, right?
Nope.
Great. I think you're doing express then, when you use words with an agenda in mind.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so that's express. I think this is a risky standard and a plus one.
Risky standard.
Nice. All right, so that's a mixed success. You know, you make it to the front door. What are you doing before we switch? What exactly is it that you were asking? Do you just, like, go up to a guard and ask?
Mm-hmm.
What are you asking?
Yeah. Anya is going to be very direct and say, hey, I couldn't help but notice that there's been a lot of weird things happening in the city recently, and I'm wondering, I saw someone get picked up. I don't know what the situation was, but tell me, like, has anything weird happened lately?
And you're just going up to a random guard near the building?
Whoever's at the desk, if there's someone
no
at
desk.
The
desk. This is not a desk. No desk? No, this is a, okay. You walk in, this is a governmental building.
Oh, then we're changing our approach a little bit.
Oh, okay.
But explain the building, please. What does it look like?
This is the building that Argus is in. You have sort of this mix of a vibe of governmental and castle. This, like, private money that is still a little bureaucratic in a way where there are rooms where you're having meetings. We never went in that room. We don't know what it looks like. But then you also have, like, this long, extravagant table that this dining room that is way too big that seems to be able to have private dinners. You enter the door, right? And there's probably a couple stairs up to a second story as well as a foyer. Where people would be running back and forth, getting things done.
Okay, so are we able to walk in, or is there someone preventing us from even getting through the front door?
I don't think there's anyone preventing you necessarily, but people will notice you going towards it, and definitely there's, like, a chance you might be seen and approached. Okay. And asked, what are you doing?
Yeah, I think as whoever sees and begins to approach, as soon as I see them begin to walk towards me, I begin to walk towards them more quickly.
Okay.
And just say, hey, I'm so sorry I'm late. I got lost. I have an appointment. I was told to come here by, forget the name. They were really insistent. Do you think you could put me in the right
direction? Just looking at you confused.
I'm so sorry. I was told to come, and I'm new to the area. I was asked, and, you know, I'm just trying to get settled in.
Here's what we'll do.
This is so embarrassing. I don't.
So I think what the success of this is, Argos, you make it back to dinner. No funny business.
No funny business.
No funny business. You make it back to dinner. At some point, you start to hear Anya's voice out in the hallway. You're just back at dinner, and it goes on. I don't know what the conversation is like.
Oh, one question, though. Like,
it's
when does
just
when
rambling.
Do we unpause? Like, when we sit down back to dinner, like...
Yeah, when you sit down.
Okay.
Yeah, when you sit down.
Okay.
Like, he doesn't know if it'll... how it works, but he like, holds out his hand just in case.
Sure.
And...
we don't need to spend too much time. I just wanted to confirm. Okay.
Yeah. But you're at dinner again. You're there. He's telling you... telling you probably, like, him working with Reinhold, taking the city. It's a war story, basically.
Sure.
While he's telling this, you start to hear Anya's voice drifting and, like, echoing through the hallway.
Yeah.
Just because your ears are, like, attuned to,
oh,
like,
of course. I hear
Anya's
voice.
Right? Why is Anya here?
I think two things. Like, immediately after you hear that, I'd stand up. But where does Archibald put the watch? Into his pocket? Like, what happens
with
that?
Yeah, it's like you see that it's definitely in one of the pockets that he has.
Okay.
And so this success, Anya, is that you have a friendly face who knows you're here and who seems to have an in with the person who is in charge. The downside, and we can go back to what Argus is doing in a second, but the downside, Anya, is I think the guard is going to be like, sorry, what is your name?
Oh, I'm Anya. I'm so sorry. I had gotten a letter and, well... That's the thing. I'm new to the city. I was told to come here. I just arrived. I was in the market, and well, you know, I didn't catch their name. But here, let me just. Where is it? Oh my god!
You see more guards start to like come in from behind you, sort of like pinning you in, and I think the guard is like, "You're gonna have to come with me."
Yeah, I'm sorry, did I do something wrong?
I don't think the guard answers your question. The others sort of move towards you. I think Lloyd just like leans over and is like, I hope this is according to plan.
Can I ask Archie to let them in?
Yeah, do you want to do that?
I think if I hear, like, it sounds like she's inside.
Anya's getting louder. Yeah. And more apologetic. I'm so sorry. Yeah. I wasn't sure, and I was told to come here, and I'm trying to figure out where I'm supposed to go.
Can we, at this point, I think I'll go, Archie, can we let her inside? This is a friend
of yours. Points at the door.
Yes.
Wow. Also a time traveler.
No.
Oh. Okay.
Fucking rude.
Holds like a hand up. Some wait staff comes over. He's like, can you go fetch the person yelling in the hallway? Person bows, comes out. Anya, you see someone who isn't a guard, is more of a wait staff, sort of like more butler-esque. You see this person come and the guard stops, looks at this person. This person just points at Anya. And the guard pushes you towards this person.
I think before the guard can even push, Anya's like, oh, thank you. Yes. I'm so sorry for all the confusion. Yeah.
Can you go in the room?
Yes. And I grab Lloyd by the wrist and they drag them along. They stop you. Who? The guard?
Yep. This one will come with us. This one was not summoned.
No. Well... They're with me, so...
That's
listen,
too bad.
You're already...
Can I hear this?
Okay, so...
Or no. It's okay if not.
I think it's loud enough. I'll say yeah, you can hear it.
I can't believe that...
You can definitely hear Anya.
Yeah.
Trying to break us up. First, I come in here, I'm asking for directions, I'm trying to figure out where I'm supposed to go. I'm just trying to do what I was told.
And I'll and try to ride off that six I rolled earlier.
No. No. I'm sorry.
And I really enjoy that as far as Argus knows, it might be Tiffany and or Ida that is being referred to.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm like, he's like, and it sounds like there's more than one of my friends. I'd rather them not be separated, Archie.
And you're trying to like take us and kick us out or arrest us for something. And I don't.
I got lost earlier. They must be. I don't know why they're here, but I need to be with them.
I need to be
with Anya.
They're my emotional support friends. All right. And I need them.
I said Anya. Oops.
Snaps again.
Yeah. I need to be with my friends.
The butler says, which one of you is Anya?
Start! Claire! I'm so mad right now. Come on.
And so is Anya. She's fair. You're trying to steal my friend from me.
Argus is going to get up. Anya's sounding upset, and like he's like, it's time. Activated.
Archibald looks exasperated.
He goes towards Anya's voice.
All right, you step out of the hallway, and you see the scene before you. You see maybe a half dozen guards standing around Anya and this person. You have no idea who this person is.
Argy! Hey!
Anya. What?
Hi. Oh my god. Hey, they're being so mean. We came here like we were told to, and they're just, they grabbed me, and then they were gonna take us somewhere, and I tried telling them that we're supposed to be here, and they just wouldn't even help, and now they wanna take, they wanna break us up. Help.
Are you going to Argus?
Mm-hmm. And I'm dragging Lloyd with me.
Nope, they are still stopping you.
I'm pulling, and I'm walking in place, if that's what it's taken, but
give
I'm not
defy.
Letting go. Yeah. Risky?
Desperate. Ooh, this is a terrible desperate. Idea.
Wait, can I help somehow? I feel like there's something I can do.
Desperate standard. Yeah, you can help.
Oh, you spend one of my links or something. Don't we have a million between each other?
Probably.
Oh, we got...
You can spend a link to give +1d, reduce position, or increase effect.
What's the effect right now?
So it's desperate standard.
Desperate standard.
So standard.
What does desperate do again?
Desperate is the worst position you can have.
Right.
It's controlled, risky, and desperate. Desperate is like your back is against the wall, or, you know, you're trying to pull someone through a bunch of guards who all have weapons.
But I can't change the position.
I can just change the
effect.
You can change either of them, but you can only change one of them.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Really, which one do you want to do?
I'll
give you the link, but you can pick how you want it to affect your role, if that's all right.
I'm also going to push myself, if that's possible.
Fair enough, yeah.
Wait, you can push yourself and spend a... Oh, you can. Never mind. Sorry.
You can.
Yes.
You can push yourself and someone else spends a link. Yeah.
Okay.
You can't take a poison promise and push yourself.
Right, thank you.
So defy spending a link to change the position to risky.
Sorry, you're spending a link?
Argus is spending
a link.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay.
Yes.
I still have 3 to Argus then. And he has 2 to me now, yeah?
Yeah, Argus subtracts 1. I wasn't keeping track of what you had before.
I thought you just take 2
Do
away from
Do we both subtract?
Or you just take 1 away from your little checkbox thing, right?
That was my thought.
Yeah. So just spend it, take it away and...
Effect standard bonus is 1.
Correct.
Right?
Bonus
from pushing myself, added...
Sorry, I'm not clear on what has happened. So you've pushed yourself for +1, and Argus has spent a link.
Yes, to change it to risky from desperate.
Risky standard, okay.
Oh, yes, okay.
Yeah.
Poof. That's a 4. Anya, you're going to take the level 2 harm stabbed. However, and you can resist this if you want. Which I would recommend, but it will increase your stress, probably.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, fuck that.
Yep. All right. So resisting is sun consequences from violence and fear. This is violence. So you're going to roll your sun stat.
Okay. No bonus.
4. All right. So you're going to take 2 stress.
Okay.
But no harm? Or still the harm?
But no harm. So yeah, I think you resist the harm. How are you getting out of the way or stopping this from happening?
I slap the hand that has the knife and stare them in the eyes and go, are you serious
right now?
It's
like a pole arm. It's a pole arm.
Yeah. Well, slap it out of the way and just look at them, indignant as hell.
And yeah.
Is that really necessary?
Archie is standing in the doorway and is like, yes, is that really necessary? Take that one to the dungeon. And the other guards grab the guard that was just grabbing you and drag him away.
The guard? Okay.
Come on, there's enough for everybody.
Thank you.
Archie just turns
around
and goes back in. Like nothing happened.
Argus is going to give a very pointed look to Anya. Like very much trying to communicate, like, I wish we had like a tell or something, but I don't think... That was something reasonable we would have set up. But just he looks at him like, we gotta be careful.
Mm-hmm. Anya just, no response, yanks Lloyd and pushes them in front of himself and pushes them right into the room.
Yeah, we all go
we're
back
all sitting down to eat now. Yeah.
It's the 4 of you and you're having a lovely dinner. Let's cut over to Tiffany. So, Tiffany, you and Ida and Gish are off sprinting, I presume.
Yeah, I mean, depending on how far it is, might pull out the bike.
You have one bike and three people.
Yeah, that might be tight.
Just so you
how
know.
How feasible is it?
I might make you roll for it. I think at that point, I might make you roll for it, you know?
Yeah, that's... I mean, like, as I'm running, I'm thinking to myself, how feasible would it be to get on the bike? Would that be an analyze? Could I make a case for analyze?
Yeah, I think actually analyze is a great idea.
Excellent. Position?
Position is controlled, because even though it's a time crunch, it's not, like, immediate. Well, no,
effect
I still think
limited?
It's controlled. A controlled standard, based on what I'm thinking.
Standard? Cool. I'm not going to push myself.
Yeah. Do you want a poison promise?
No, I'm just trying to figure out if I can feasibly get us all on a bike.
Okay. Five.
That's a five.
Nice. 5 and 2. But you take the 5. I think the thing that you realize is you don't actually need Ida to be there. And it could just be you and Gish. I think on a 5, a mixed success, it's a hard choice. I think you realize that if it was just you and Gish, you would have everyone you needed at a minimum. So I guess you could also send Ida with Gish and you could stay.
Well, that's not happening.
Right. Okay.
For a whole host of reasons, not least of which being it seems Ida is locking up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I will ask as we're running, how far is the ship?
I don't know if this is a character. I think you know that it's like 30 minutes to an hour run, walk.
That's bad. That's bad. That's really, really bad.
Yeah. Like hover bike, you could probably get there in, I don't know, 15, 20 minutes. Definitely less than 20, 15, 12 minutes.
So it's cutting it by like half to a quarter.
Right. And you could go back and forth. It would take you, you know, half an hour for sure.
Which is still faster than walking.
Yep. Turns out when you have a really fast hover bike.
Yeah, no, this makes sense. That seems the way to go, because abandoning Ida when there's literally no one, like, the only person she could be with is Bellamy, mm-hmm. which...
Bellamy's not there.
Doesn't seem the place.
Yeah.
Bellamy's gone. Okay, so there's literally no one. Hey, Ida, hang out here alone. No.
Yeah.
We're not doing that.
That's what... Well, who's going? What is the first pair to go? Right? Because you have to drop someone off.
I don't know where the ship is, so I guess it kind of has to be me and Gish.
So you're going to leave Ida there for 24 minutes-ish.
What I will say is direct Ida to a landmark we can see and say that we'll meet there in like 20 minutes.
All right.
That seems the only real play here.
Okay.
So I'll break out the bike and I'll go with Gish so I can find out where the ship is. Then I'll come back and grab Ida.
All right. Can you give me a fortune roll to see how fast you get there and back?
Sure.
Just a straight up one
stat?
D. Just give me one dice.
Whew. 3.
All right.
Bad.
The hover bike catches a snag at one point. It takes you a little longer than you expect. You get there. And now here's the thing. You still get there. And so I think the sight of this thing is still... Well, it's amazing to use the word, and it's very real. You are amazed. You are coming up on this machine. It is a mile high and impossibly thin for how high it is. It looks like a sort of what if a tree was combined with what we think of as a spaceship after it has lost its extra propulsion engines. Not to say it is just a tree, but it is like the most, you were looking at the grandioseness of this city. This thing makes it pale in comparison. This is the technology that you can see that is built into this. It is a force of nature that looks at the existence of space and says, I can overcome you. That you so badly want to go inside and look at everything. You see Gish sort of like wave a hand in front of a panel and like something opens, didn't touch anything, and just like starts waving their hands in ways that like a voice says, welcome back, Gish. You have no idea who just said that. A door opens and you are there. Do you go inside?
No,
it's really
cool. Trying to grab Ida.
It's really cool.
It's unbelievably cool.
It's really cool. It's everything.
There are
you could have
higher
wanted.
Priorities
wow,
right now.
That's beautiful.
It takes, like, it doesn't take a lot of self-control, but there is definitely that sense of, oh, I want
yeah.
to spend all my time with this ship, mm-hmm. but I really can't right now. So I will turn around and head back as quickly as I can, because at the end of the day, 34,000 lives are at stake.
I don't know if this thought crosses your mind, but you have quite some time to just think as you're driving. The thought of you want to spend time with Ida and make sure Ida is safe more than you want to understand the device of space right now crosses your mind. Like, I'm sure you would do this for anyone, right? You'd do this for any of your friends, but you're doing it for Ida right now.
Yeah.
I'm going to make a couple rolls.
Okay.
For any of your friends.
I'm going to say this first roll.
What are you implying? Of course Ida's just Tiffany's friend.
Yeah, exactly. No. Just friends that you want to, like, hold okay. and kiss and, you know.
Then let's see how this goes. Oh, no. Okay. Interesting.
Please tell me that's something that we wanted a high roll on.
So you make it back to Finzon. And fascinating.
Stop saying that. Don't just say fascinating.
I would take good. If you'd say good would be nice.
Mm-hmm.
My girl's being pulled in three different directions at once.
You get there and Ida is there and walking up from a street. You get there, but is coming from somewhere.
I don't have time for that. I pull up beside her and say, get on.
Ida's very sweaty, looks a little damaged, in fact, but is like, okay, yeah. Whew. Gets on.
Hold tight, we gotta go fast.